Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, there's a lot on the line when they vote for that Georgia special election in early January. The U.S. Senate is on the line. We know that, right? And that's going to be a big deal. But what we've witnessed in the House of Representatives in this election has been completely unexpected. Instead of losing more ground, we added about 10 seats. At my last count, one of them an upset out in Utah. And we have with us this morning Congressman-elect Burgess Owens, who just won the district out there in Utah and from a Democrat veteran. Mr. Owens, welcome in, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Looking forward to talking with you. Just text with my friend Chris, our friend. So looking forward to chatting with you, for sure.
Yeah, Chris Arps is a big fan and a good friend of yours. I know he's had you on quite a few times over the last couple of years. Fantastic. Well, first of all, congratulations. What was it like venturing into the swamp as a congressman-elect this week?
You know, it's interesting. I'm one of those guys, Mark, who said for years, literally, I would never, ever be a politician. and I think what we're seeing, because of our president, we've had a lot of people that see themselves as patriots, not politicians, but patriots, that decide, you know, maybe I can make a difference because we now know what American-loving leadership looks like. And I'm excited about it. By the way, right now we're up to 13 flip seats.
Wow.
13 flip seats, which is remarkable. We still have another couple that's very, very close. But let me tell you the way I see this. First of all, I've always had confidence and faith in the American people. And even though we had all these naysayers saying how much we're going to lose, I felt very strongly that the American people waking up. And what we have right now is the closest margin that the Democrats have had in terms of leadership role, a majority, since World War II, which means basically this. They have to, those who want to stay around, those moderates, quote moderates, if there are any in the Democratic Party, have to be very careful. They cannot continue to drift hard left if they want to stay around the next time around. So it gives them accountability, gives them an opportunity to work, again, cross the party line to make sure we're the people being represented. Because when you get the sense of the Democratic Party, when they get an overwhelming majority, they get very arrogant. And that's what you saw happen this last time around.
Yeah,
so I'm excited about it.
And I've wondered about that, Congressman, because the, you know, you see this groundswell of support for Republican candidates across the country, and yet we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden got 6 million more votes than Donald Trump.
Well, let's just use a little common sense. First of all, President Trump got 10 million more votes. He increased his engagement with blacks, Hispanics, gay, any minorities out there. You have, and even in places like New York and California, there was an increase in votes for him. And yet, we're supposed to believe that Biden had more votes this time around than Barack Obama his first time around. So, no, there's something that we have to take a look at, and I'm just thankful. This has been happening for a long, long time. I spent about 23 years in Philadelphia. It was an open secret that those guys in the city of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh cheat. So it's good that American people can now finally have a chance to take a look at this. And if it is happening, let's correct it. We the people deserve to have our voices. And those who come out and spend their time and engage and educate themselves and come out and vote cannot have our votes negated by someone who wants to cheat us. So
yeah.
I'm glad we're having this conversation, Mark, and I think we'll come out of it much better in the process.
Well, Congressman, listen, I appreciate that, and I've appreciated hearing you on with Chris and Tony before on the Weekend Report as well. And here's my question for you. You know, I've talked to Chris about this for a long time as a black conservative, and he talks about how he's alienated so much for having those beliefs. And, you know, I just went on this morning just out of interest and typed in your name in a Google search. One of the first headlines that comes up from Yahoo News after your election, after your successful election to Congress, they referred to you as anti-Colin Kaepernick, former NFL player elected to U.S. Congress. I mean, it continues from the highest levels.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's why I have so much respect and praise for all those out there, all those patriots, no matter what our background is. We all sacrifice to stand for the right. Sometimes it's our family, sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's a job. I'm excited about the fact that we have 18% of black men voted for President Trump. And that says that we have a group of people that are finally getting it. We have the courage to stand up and fight for it. And in terms of the hard left, we should not expect anything like fairness. It's just not the way they roll. They don't do that. So I'm okay with that. I'm just thankful that we had this time around the Hispanic community, the black community. We doubled the black women. They're beginning also to wake up and see the ways of the left. And and at the end of the day, we're tired of misery being used as a political strategy. And we're gonna come out of that and move forward for sure.
Well, talking is not enough. I mean, we've learned that, right? We had Mitt Romney as our presidential candidate. We've had people who've act. We're gonna do the best thing for you. And had he gotten elected, I'm not convinced he would have done anything like what President Trump has done. That's what's changed it, right?
Yeah. That's been the problem, and that's been a frustration for many of us. I've seen this process growing up in a very, very solid, good, Christian-based, entrepreneurial, successful, competitive community in the 60s, which is what the black community was in the early 60s. And we've seen this promise from all these, quote, politicians. And then the first one that comes along and does it right, it's the lowest unemployment in the history of mankind for blacks, Hispanics, Asian women, veterans, teens, and you have a 400% increase of black business ownership in 2 years. And yet they have those same people that supposedly, quote, love about black people, want to make sure black people are doing okay. They sit on their hands. They're upset. They try to impeach the man as he's seeing success for Americans who've never experienced this kind of success we're experiencing. So we've seen the real deal. And that's why black Americans are leaving the plantation, and people like Chris and many others out there, and history will show that we were right. History show that we're on the right side of this country's trajectory forward, and we had the courage to stand up against the leftists that hate everything we stand for, Mark. And that's the key. We have good people in the Democratic Party, independents and Republicans. We have the same end game, but we also have people who hate our culture. They hate God. They hate the capitalism. They hate the family unit. And you see them at BLM.inc. You see them at Antifa, and you see it in the leadership of the Democratic Party. And we need to make sure we know who these people are and toss them out in their heads, because at the end of the day, America, we're fighting for the hearts of our nation, and it's a great fight. We need to win this one if we're going to continue to give our kids a great future.
Amen. Congressman Lake Burgess Owens, my guest. Do you know, I'm thrilled that we've flipped 13 seats in the House. I'm praying that we hold on to the United States Senate. If Joe Biden ends up being inaugurated as our president in January, we're going to face an onslaught of pro-abortion, anti-Second Amendment legislation. I mean, he's going to try to reverse every gain this president's had in the past 4 years.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely the fight, and that's why Georgia is so important. And I know that if a fair playing field, we got this. But we have to realize that these guys don't believe in fair playing field. So we have to get everything we can. I'm doing whatever I can. I don't mind being on the ground there in Georgia. These two seats are so key to us protecting the progress we've made over the last 4 years and giving our country again another 2 years. And with another 2 years, we're going to end up getting the House back to continue to fight this socialist and Marxist ideology that's been termites. They've been termites within our society for decades. We finally see what it looks like as a house is beginning to kind of crumble, but we're now understanding who they are and where they are. So we can get in there and eliminate these termites that's been really working on us for a while.
Have you done the math? How many other Super Bowl champs are serving in the House of Representatives right now?
It's a humbling experience. Let me just say this. I remember sitting in the locker room, Super Bowl 15, with the Raiders, getting ready to play the Eagles. And I remember looking around the locker room before going out of the game and seeing these all-stars, guys I had so much respect for, played against. And I could not believe I'm sitting there with these guys in the silver and black getting ready to go out and play. And I feel the same way about this team. This is a remarkable freshman team. We call ourselves the Force, the Freedom Force. And I really see this team being so unique in the terms of being articulating, being a diversity in terms of background and color, but the same where it makes a difference. And that is we love our country, we love America, and we're willing to stand up for it. And we're going to show that's the difference. We don't look at each other from outside in. We look at each other from inside out, and that inside out says we're going to fight for our nation as a group and make a big difference.
Well, that is outstanding. We're talking to Burgess Owens. He's the congressman-elect in Utah's 4th Congressional District, and, sir, it's been an honor. Thanks for your time today.
Let's do it again, Mark. Look forward to it, my friend.
Absolutely.
All the best.
Yep.
Okay.
Take care. All right.
All right, bye.
Yes,
bye.
Sir. Thank you. Burgess Owens, what a great guy, man. Talk about enthusiasm. You can see why he won that race. He's ready to go. Put me in the game, coach.
Get more at 971talk.com.